USA Radio News.
Senator Lindsey Graham predicts the Republican Party will wipe out Democrats in the 2022 midterm elections. He told Newsmax President Joe Biden's unpopularity is a contributing factor.
I think we're going to wipe them out in the House and we're going to keep the Senate. We got three states where Democrats are incumbents that are at risk, Arizona, Georgia, and New Hampshire. I think we can win all three with the right candidates.
In related news, President Joe Biden plans to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone on Thursday. Jeffrey Epstein's mistress, Ghislaine Maxwell, is now a convicted sex trafficker. A jury handed down its verdict on Wednesday following days of deliberations. The jury considered the case after hearing weeks of testimony during a trial in a New York federal court. Maxwell awaits sentencing and faces decades behind bars. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
An NFL quarterback is weighing in once again on COVID-19.
Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is again taking aim at the NFL as COVID cases soar. Rodgers claims the league has a two-class system for players who test positive, treating those who are unvaccinated different from the rest. He made the comments during his weekly appearance on the Pat McAfee Show. Rodgers himself missed a game last month with COVID and admitted to misleading people about being vaccinated. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burr.
Twitter has issued a suspension to Dr. Robert Malone, a key contributor to mRNA vaccine technology, who's more recently become a vocal critic of COVID-19 mandates and regulations. Malone is a physician scientist who's worked in the field of infection disease countermeasures. The Epoch Times reported he had more than 500,000 followers on Twitter. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former President Barack Obama remembers the life of his friend, Senator Harry Reid.
Harry Mason Reid Jr. was an American lawyer and politician who served as Nevada senator from 1987 to 2017. He led the Senate Democrat caucus from 2005 to 2017 and was a Senate majority leader from 2007 to 2015. President Obama on MSNBC remembers his friend.
I'm going to miss him. I don't know anybody who understands more his roots, where he came from, what it means to not have anything when you're born and scramble and scrape and work to get something.
Harry Reid died Tuesday in the Las Vegas suburb of Henderson, Nevada at the age of 82. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York City business owners are speaking out against New York City's vaccine mandate. It requires kids 5 and up to show proof of vaccination against COVID-19 in businesses like restaurants, movie theaters, and museums. One business owner spoke to Fox and Friends.
This is coming at the wrong time when the weather changes and people are going out less, particularly in the Northeast. We agree and believe that you should come to our restaurants and be vaccinated, but I think we got to slow down. I don't think some of these kids have had the opportunity to get vaccinated.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio said the number one job is to protect people. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.